For in that he died on to sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our collect, O God, who has prepared for those who love thee such good things as past man's understanding, pour into our hearts such love toward thee, that we, loving thee above all things, may obtain thy promises, which exceed all that we can desire, through Jesus Christ, O Lord. This is drawn from Isaiah, the 54th chapter, the 4th verse, is sort of the fountainhead of the idea of this collect. And it's further restated by St. Paul in his first letter to the Corinthians, this 9th verse. Let me quote, read from them. I think it gives foundation to this collect. Isaiah 54 and 4. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed. Neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame. For thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood any more. Now move over to St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, the 2nd chapter and the 9th verse. But as it is written, eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. In our epistle, St. Paul, in his letter to the Romans in the 6th chapter, rehearses the meaning of the Easter experience or the sacrament of baptism and grafts us into the body of Christ, the church. In baptism, we receive the gift of the Holy Ghost and equips us with his gifts and fruit that come from him to enable us to live the true life that God wants us to live and to be the servants of his and not the servants of sin, but rather to give us victory over sin. In baptism, as St. Paul tells us, we die unto sin as we are buried with Christ and raised up in him to new and resurrected life. This gives us the equipment to go back to what was said in the epistle, that we will have that power to love him as we should, and then be ready to receive those gifts which he has set aside for us, the gift of eternal life, of the gifts of blessings on this in this life, until we attain by his grace to eternal life. In the Gospel, St. Matthew talks us about Christ as he interprets the 6th commandment, thou shalt not murder, which we rehearse in each of our services, the whole Decalogue. But this one in particular, so Christ is not only talking about the actual act of murder, but as he always does, he goes beyond that which the scribes and Pharisees talk about, but rather he gets in deeper. You know, where is our heart about these things? Do we harbor hatred for somebody? Yes, it's possible to hate what someone is doing and to dislike that person. That's human nature. But hatred, out and out hatred, is not acceptable to God. So he looks at our heart, and then, and if we realize that, then we respond in faith, and then are strengthened by the gifts and the fruits of the Holy Spirit to fight against sin. We can never be sinless, that's true, but we can have victory over sin, and that's what our Lord wants for us. So in the Gospel, agree with thine adversary quickly, and whilst thou art in the way with him, lest any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and would be cast into prison. And our Lord says, verily I say unto thee, thou shalt by no means come out thence till thou hast paid the uttermost farthing. We'll pay for those things that we've lodged against somebody in hatred. We stand for the truth. We stand for the truth in love. As it's been said, we hate the sinner, but not the sinner. And we have to hate our own sin, but not hate ourselves. In this week that we've had our celebration of independence, these hymns are wonderful for the thinking about what God's given us. And I think about what St. Paul has said in his second letter to the Corinthians in the third chapter, 17th verse. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Liberty comes from God. Freedom is God-given. Freedom is not license. Freedom is rather given to us, the freedom to love God, to serve God. That is true freedom. So if we turn away from sin, then we're not the slaves of sin, but rather the servants of God, to serve him. And that is true freedom. And I close with a very familiar verse from the Old Testament, but I think it says it all. But what the writer says is that we should, if we confess our sin as a nation, the Lord will hear from heaven and will forgive our sin. Think about that. If we will only confess our sin as individuals and confess our sins as a nation, we will have the favor of God and we can serve him in spirit and in truth. And that's what we intend to do by the grace of God. So going back to, if we have hatred in our heart, we leave that, we leave the altar and go back and start over again and make reconciliation. So just before we receive communion today, we will make reconciliation with ourselves to God, and hopefully that we will be prepared to receive him in his very body and blood, the real presence of Christ in the sacrament, to nourish us, to defend us, and to give us that gate to everlasting life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.